Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Still deep in the Brian Wilson rabbit hole. Still very, very deep on the stream. I don't know if you could hear, but we're playing Good Vibrations.
Love it.
I love it, too, so much. Good point in the chat by our man, Hunter. Hunter said, hey, man, it sucks to do it. We're all very not great at it. Why don't we just give a little credit to a relentless Diamondbacks team? This isn't new. They've been doing this for years now. 100%. Yeah. Nobody wants to do that. You just want to crap all over your closer. That's what the fan wants to do. Myself included. Usually it's, I don't want to tip my hat to the great pitcher that shut us down or the you know, gritty, crazy good ABs they put together, fouling pitches off of, 100-mile-an-hour heaters. And, you know, you don't want to give them credit. You just want to crap on your closer. And yeah, I get it, because I'm guilty, too.
I was much more frustrated the outing that Suarez couldn't throw strikes and, you know,
that
walked everybody.
That one sucked.
That was on brutal. Suarez, yep. 100%. This one, yeah, he got ahead of batters, just... They put some nice swings on him, for sure. I mean, yeah. You know.
Snakes are tough, dude. They are tough. Their lineup is tough. They play good baseball. They can hit the ball out of the ballpark. You know, and to there's absolutely zero moral victories out of Saturday. The only one I can pull, I guess, is you scored a lot of runs off Zach Gallen. That made me happy.
There were no victories.
Getting close. You got to close.
Yeah. There were no victories at all on Friday.
Right.
Didn't really talk about that one.
Sucked.
I mean, it was nice to take a 1-0 lead after like 3 pitches on Fernando's double and then the fly ball and error. And you thought, oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Literally.
Nothing.
There's nothing else to cheer about the entire game.
That game sucked.
Kolek wasn't great.
Nope.
Gave up home runs to Naylor and
Carroll.
Hardly
know her.
You were down, and then the offense just completely shut down. Actually, both offenses shut down. The bullpens combined for 7 2/3 no-hit innings at the end of the game.
Well,
felt like there was nothing to watch, it because there was nothing to watch on Friday
And the
night.
Knock against the Diamondbacks has been their bullpen has been horrible. Horrible. So they said it all weekend. Oh, get into their bullpen and we'll be fine. And look, man, baseball happens. What happens one week isn't necessarily what's going to happen the next.
So we've been waiting for the Padres and A.J. Preller to make some sort of trade to address the left field situation and improve the offense. But it wasn't the Padres who were the NL West team making a big splash yesterday. It was the San Francisco Giants. This one shocked us. I mean, I saw no signs of this coming anywhere other than, you know, the early season behind-the-scenes trouble with Devers and the Red Sox and, you know, his reluctance to move off of third base and then his reluctance when they asked him to try to play first base to, you know, fill in for injuries. You realize there was certainly some drama going on behind the scenes, but not drama that you thought would result in him getting traded for, you know, pennies on the dollar prospect-wise across the country, as happened yesterday to the San Francisco Giants.
With 8 years of control left. You know, somebody made the point, yeah.
Or contract left, yeah.
Contract. contract. Well, yeah.
I mean, you see superstars get traded all the time. You don't see the superstars that locked down the big contracts get traded
You see the guys that are on expiring deals, like Mookie Betts. You kind of knew, if you're a Red Sox fan, they're not going to pay Xander.
Juan Soto, twice.
Wish that you would have. Chris Sale, expiring contract. Nomar Garciaparra, expiring contract. So those, they're not easy to sell to your fan base, but after a while they come around. Yeah, we don't want to pay Nomar, you know, X. He's declining.
He's probably going to walk. We're not having a great year.
Xander, you know, Xander's declining. We're not going to do that. These are justifiable. Mookie Betts is not justifiable to me. That was your World Series winning
The reason you don't see it, and the reason why it's hard to sell to your fan base, is trading a guy like Rafael Devers is the only rationale you can honestly tell them is, we realized we made a giant mistake by signing him.
Yeah.
So that's what the Red Sox are basically admitting.
Pretty much.
You don't trade him if you thought it was a good deal, and you thought you know if he's the player you thought he was, you don't trade him at all. So the only rationale you have is we made a huge error in committing that amount of money toward him, and we have someone who's willing to take him off our hands. And we're getting a little bit back. You know, we got a pitcher that got some promise in Kyle Harrison, got a guy who throws hard, but not effective right now, and a couple of prospects. But mostly it's a salary dump to the San Francisco Giants, who are getting a player who right now has an OPS over 900, 15 home runs, and absolutely becomes their best offensive player by a wide margin, and gives them the star that they have been so sorely lacking in San Francisco.
I mean, crazy good move for
them,
I think.
This is a huge win for the Giants.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, to all those out there that say, oh, it's going to destroy him hitting in Oracle, you know, listen, we'll see. We've seen guys go to different parks and thrive, and they overlaid all of his doubles onto, because while Fenway Park giveth, Fenway Park also taketh away. It really does. It can take away from you. So we'll see what happens. He's a great hitter, and I think he's going to continue to hit great in
Sunday
at
Night
Oracle.
Baseball. They did the overlay of all of that, his extra base hits and how they would play at Oracle, and I'm guessing he'll be fine.
Yeah, for sure. And I look at it and say that anytime you trade your best hitter, and again, you throw the vibe grenade right into the bus yesterday. They had just swept the Yankees. They have taken 5 of 6 from the Yankees. They're a game under 500. They're very much alive. Very much alive and feeling great about themselves. And then they have all their prospects up. Roman's up. Marcelo's up. Rafaello's up. They're all up. They're ready. We're going to take our best hitter and we're going to trade him to the Giants. Nothing. Not much at all.
And let's be clear. While the Padres probably could have matched or even exceeded the prospect haul that the Giants offered, because it really wasn't all that much of a haul, I don't think the Padres were in position to take on another contract of over $250 million. As much as you'd like to have that offensive upgrade, I don't think that was tenable for the team. They're certainly willing, as we've heard, to add some payroll. You know, add a player, but we're talking about probably an expiring minimal contract, paying the balance at the end of the season, someone who can help you at the trade deadline for the last couple of months, not someone you're committing another 8 years to when you already have Xander, Tatis, Merrill, Manny, Jake, Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, all committed to long-term expensive deals. I don't think the Padres were going to be able to tack on another one to their payroll.
You never thought the money would work here in San Diego, but I found myself going, God, it would have looked good in that three hole or whatever, you know, even as a DH only, as an expensive DH only. The production, I think, justifies it, even if he stays as a DH, because he's that good.
He's a great hitter.
He's a really, really good hitter.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, yeah, there's no way the Padres could have made that work with the money. Although, man, it would have been a nice, splashy move for new ownership to really kind of solidify their place with Padres fans.
No question. I again, don't know that it's a perfect fit here, but I think when you have a hitter of that caliber, he's a perfect
fit. You figure
it
out.
Anywhere, you figure it out. If you're a Red Sox fan today, my heart goes out to you. It really does.
I'd be nervous, though. The Red Sox are clearly saying, this guy isn't worth it, and we are announcing to the world that he isn't worth
it. What would you be nervous as a Giants fan?
As a Giants fan, I'd be a little bit nervous knowing the Red Sox so very clearly are announcing
do you think that
we don't want this guy anymore.
But do you think that Buster Posey is going to bring in a guy? Buster Posey, by the way, who's getting lauded for bringing in guys that are like him, guys that he wants, baseball players. They made a huge to-do about it on the broadcast last night. So, yeah, if it's Farhan Zaidi in there, Ben, I think I'd be a little nervous. The fact that Buster Posey is going to be able to put his arms around this kid and say, you're our friggin' guy now. You're our guy. You are me. And it's such an easy sell.
Well,
I
agree that, you know, take away all the Boston baggage. Great, great thing for Devers and the Giants to get that new, fresh start in San Francisco.
And the thing is, man, is you have to look at the owner of the Boston Red Sox and his track record. You have to. You have to look at the fact that he got rid of Mookie Betts for nothing. He wanted to dump his salary. Didn't want to pay Mookie Betts. He owns Liverpool, right, in Premier League. Devotes a lot of resources to that. Now, if they take that, what did they make? 275 they cleared off the books?
Something close around there.
Yeah, 275. If you're a Red Sox fan, you have to be beating on the doors telling, great, spend that money other places. Extend Roman Anthony. Extend Marcelo Mayer. Extend these guys. And they may. They may use it in a real smart manner. But the fact that you didn't get much back for Rafi Devers in the middle of a season is just nuts. It's a crazy trade. I hate it because he's going to terrorize us, because that's what he does. He terrorizes teams.
Well, Boston is within a game of a playoff spot right now, right? So
yeah, I mean,
the fan base has to be irate.
Oh, and
do we have?
And how about, real quick before we go to that, the fact that he didn't shop him anywhere. He had calls. He had 5 phone calls from teams, but he did not pick up the phone and go, this is what we're looking for. What can you do? Do you want to add Rafael Devers into your lineup?
I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of a Giants fan, and I just don't see any negatives here from the Giants' perspective. Like, the only thing I'd be so mad about as a Giants fan right now is, like, why can we not sign any of these big-name free agents that we're linked to every single offseason? You know what this does? That solves all of that.
Just trade for it.
Cost you a couple of mid-arms.
Mid-arms and one that you've already sent down to Worcester. Check in. Let's see how they're doing in Boston, Paul.
Check in. Let's see here. Yesterday, somewhat shocking for most. Rafael Devers, after a sweep.
Somewhat.
After you are the only team to sweep the New York Yankees this season. Rafael Devers shipped off to San Francisco. And some alluded to it. The reporting on this, Curtis, it's all over the place. But there is some reporting that Rafael Devers did not feel or did not, quote, feel appreciated here.
No.
And spoke to the Red Sox about that and said, if you're not going to appreciate me, then I'd like to go somewhere where I will be appreciated. So
I believe that more than the money thing. And here's why. Paid Garrett Crochet, or you extended him to $170 million.
Yep.
You gave Bregman $40 million a year.
$40 million.
If this team was in second place right now, and let's say 6 or 7 games above .500, would you trade Devers?
I don't think so.
Right, so then it isn't about the money.
But it's interesting how it is all played out. Like, in the same week that Liverpool is spending $150 million on one guy,
right,
and like Curtis brought up, Pittsburgh is offloading,
right,
you look at the Red Sox and John Henry, I'm sorry, it doesn't seem like he cares about this organization. So
about the attitude, but
I feel differently than Greg. I understand that a deal like this takes a long time to get done, but you're telling me that usually when there is an absolute A++ star on the trading block, we don't hear about it until it's already done. Like, there are always rumors. So the Red Sox are the only team ever that's able to keep something under wraps besides the Mavericks.
Well, they did it according to Tom Ruminski. Somebody just sent me his tweet. He's a baseball writer who said they were talking about it for weeks.
So yeah, there was a meeting. They had,
by the way, that's the Greg Hill show on our sister station, WEEI.
So they had a meeting where John Henry flew to Kansas City to meet with Rafael Devers to try to smooth out what was going on between him and Craig Breslow. And if you watch the comeback, or not the comeback, the clubhouse on Netflix, you actually saw some little minor beef between Breslow and Devers in that one. And Devers basically came out and said, hey, man, We don't make the playoffs anymore. And I have to question what we're doing to improve the team. As the kind of young leader of the team, the guy that committed, got the big deal committed to him, he committed to the Red Sox for 10 years or whatever. He said, why aren't we spending any money in free agency? We're the Boston Red Sox.
If you're a fan, you love your star saying that.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm beating my chest if I'm a fan. He comes out to the media and says, I don't know what we're doing. I don't know why we're penny pinching in the offseason.
Penny pinching?
Penny pinching.
Ah.
What?
You said penny pinching.
Penny pinching. Penny pinching. I don't know why
we're pinching.
I don't know why we are trying to save money when we need to win. The Yankees are improving. The Blue Jays are trying to improve. What are we doing? Him and Breslow did not like that. So you see them have a conversation at the beginning of the season about it. So that's where this starts. It's been going on for a couple of years. And then, you know, I know people have differing opinions on this. I know they do. It's fine. I know Kevin Millar says, I'll grab any glove and go play it anywhere. Well, you're Kevin Millar and he's Rafael Devers. Like, I understand everyone's frustration. But you couldn't work this out. You couldn't sit in a room and hash this out and say, this is what we expect going forward. And maybe they did. And maybe Rafi said, get me the hell out of here. And maybe that's exactly what happened. But here we go again. You know, shipped off to an NL West team for peanuts, just like Mookie Betts, just like Chris Sale. You got Vaughn Grissom for Chris Sale. I have no idea what this organization is doing, but I do know when you lose your best hitter from your lineup, who knows, man? I don't think they're going to be any better.
So I think the other question, at least locally, that is relevant here is now, after the Devers trade, does that tell you that maybe the Sox are open for business?
So,
and maybe a Jaren Duran is still on the move?
I think it makes it less likely.
I feel it makes it less likely. I feel like they're going to look at Duran and go, all right, now we got money. We can maybe extend him. Maybe you're the leader of the team. Whatever. I have no idea. I just don't. Somebody said yesterday they're going to be in full sell mode. I don't see it.
Now, if losing Devers destroys the clubhouse and they go on an absolute death spiral for 3 weeks, then maybe they're going to say, okay, you know, we're open for business.
But it's baseball. They can go rip off 10 in a row.
Right now, you've got a fan base that's already irate because of the move and the timing of it with the team playing so well. The last thing you can do is go and now trade another star player across the country. I mean, I think there's no chance, at least in the near future, that the Padres can acquire Jaren Duran from the Red Sox. I think almost no chance.
I feel like that's off the table, too. I do. I really do. But, you know, listen, there's been no shortage of storylines coming out of Beantown this baseball season. Holy cow.
And now, I mean, if the Padres were on top of, you know, making a move with Jackson Merrill out for at least a week, when you need it most, if you were going to make an early move, you'd want to have it for this week. You know, if Jackson Merrill comes back, you can probably wait again until closer to the deadline. But if you had an iron in the fire and you were close, you should pull the trigger immediately and get some help for this, you know, next week or so. Jackson's, you know, by all reports, not recovering. I mean, I think Mike Schilt said he had a little more appetite, but still wasn't himself yesterday. Now, hopefully he's back in a week, but concussions can be even longer. You can't guarantee
he's
back in a week. That's the minimum that he's out.
That's tough, man.
And so if you had an iron in the fire, there'd be a reason to strike this morning. Honestly, if you could get help in, you know, tonight in Los Angeles, you are down a man. I mean, you called up Trenton Brooks. He'll probably get a chance to play at least, you know, a couple of these games, I would think.
He's at first base outfield?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, defensively, you're taking a huge hit. If you have both Sheets and Trenton Brooks, you can't. I don't think you can put them both in your outfield.
No, you
at
put
the same
Lockridge
time.
Out in center or whatever.
Yeah.
And
you could DH Sheets and put Brooks at first or DH or I don't know what you're going to do. Honestly, that's a Mike Schilt question is how he's going to make it work. But you're definitely a worse team without Jackson Merrill in the lineup.
I think Hayward's done with his assignment. So he
just start. I think he's going to start playing
like
outfield
four games,
tomorrow.
Hasn't
just
he?
DHing. Okay. He hasn't even started the outfield yet. So.
All right.
I think he's got a few more days at least in AAA before they have to make a decision. I saw AC Rhodes. If he doesn't hit in AAA, he's probably not coming back at all. This is like he needs to show that he can get his bat going. I don't think he has yet in his early games. I don't think there's any rush to bring him back unless he looks like he can help you offensively. So don't think Jason Hayward is all of a sudden the savior or the answer coming back for the Padres either.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's from a lack of trying to make moves right now, but this one, This one certainly opens up some of the floodgates a little bit, and who knows if other teams are going to follow suit. Again, you don't see guys like that with that many years left on their contract, that much money being traded. Superstar.
When you talk about
player.
Duran, like
8th best OPS in baseball, I think.
Yeah. You talk about Duran and, like, you know, the Red Sox might be like 3 weeks away still from like the landslide where they decide to become sellers. And I would assume the Padres have their eyes on more than just Jaron Duran.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know that the Padres could wait 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
Could be out of
or
could
even
be out
5 weeks up until the deadline. I think you got to make a move here sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we need help. This team needs help. It has for a while. You know, they've needed some help.
Things can spiral quickly on you.
They're managing it decently well. You know, you should have had 2 out of 3 in Arizona. It makes it a lot sweeter this morning, I'll tell you that. 2 out of 3.
Should have had 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers.
Should have had 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers,
which
too.
Which means, of course, you know, they should have had 7 straight series that they've either won or split, which means they're not really in a death spiral.
I know. I know. But the pitching has held us together for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, how long?
Yes and no. If they don't win those games that they should have won, then that means they lost them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, again, we go back to the start of the 26
games. I think we just like moves. We just want moves.
26 games in 27 days. They're now 8-8.
Yep.
We said tread water.
Tread water.
They're doing that. They're 16 games in, and they're treading water. Don't move the goalposts.
I don't know. The graphic I saw was since, like, May 16th. I mean, a month now. They rank last in like every offensive category in all of baseball.
But the number's still there. Like you're still alive despite
that. Because you started 14-3.
No. You're still alive by 8-8. Like you're still alive with the crap offense. Even though the offense picked up a little bit the last couple days,
it's ugly, but you're surviving.
It's ugly, but you're surviving.
The longer it goes on, it becomes like it's not just a trend. It is a trend. It's not just like, this is a bad
anomaly.
Week. Like, you're like, at this point, season's only 3 months long, and for more than half of it, they've been pretty bad offensively.
Yeah, very, very bad.
But signs that they're getting better, too. So it's weird. There's a lot of conflicting information right now. All right, we'll talk more Padres coming up, but when we come back, don't and do this. And I'll just give you the, I'll give you the reveal right now. Do this. Unbelievable finish for J.J. Spahn at the U.S. Open. We'll talk a little bit of golf. And Stephen A. Smith gets caught on his phone during the NBA Finals. I think that's an interesting don't do this as well. That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Got a Twitter over the weekend. Let's see if I can
tweet,
find
it.
A Twitter, an X is actually what they call it.
Yeah, they call it an X.
Who
from
was
James?
It? Where is it? James, yeah. He said he went 7 Mile, came out of there, 4 figures, and had a great meal. I love seeing when Tier 1s go and have a really good time at 7 Mile Casino.
Yeah, it kicked ass, man. He looked great. Looks like he had a great, great time. Had a big stack of chips. It came for a nice Father's Day dinner. Stayed for the cards. Love that I can do it all at 7 Mile Casino. Ben and Wood's favorite. You are absolutely right. Legendary place. They've been with us since the very beginning of this program. We appreciate them very much. Check it out for yourself. Good time to do it. Head on down to 7 Mile Casino. They are just 7 minutes from downtown, Benny.
Yep, absolutely. And it's right there on San Diego Bay, so you can enjoy. We had like a day like yesterday. Oh, man, that patio is fantastic. Overlooking Coronado, the Silver Strand, the bay. You get the breezes right there on the ocean. Nothing like going out into the East County heat, sweating your way through a parking garage and getting into a slot machine-filled casino, smoky. None of that at 7 Mile Casino. Check it out today, 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
As I anticipated, very busy, jam-packed morning. So let's get right to it. Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This.
It's a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. All right, this is a story from Friday. And social media, you never know, they're going to catch you, especially when you're a... when you're famous, high profile, and Stephen A. Smith, of course, is ESPN's number one basketball commentator, gets paid a lot of money to do so, does a lot of work for that network as well.
He makes so much money.
But he is on all the time. I mean, you know, their debate shows, their NBA telecasts, social media. I mean, the guy puts in the work. But he wasn't putting in the work, at least for a few moments during the game, when a fan caught him on his phone during the NBA Finals Game 4 on Friday night in Indiana playing solitaire. Clearly, playing solitaire on his phone. In the ESPN little booth there that they have set up above the court, he is looking at his phone and he is playing solitaire.
All right.
Woods, your thoughts. Now, he took a lot of criticism for this.
Woods
even Kevin
doing
Durant.
The same thing. What are you
guilty
talking
as
about?
Charged. So out. Would you, and so would you. I don't know who you guys are talking to. You guys sitting there with your notepad and your pen and your little press hat with your feather in it, your little press pass.
I would be watching the game.
My ass. If they're in a timeout, which he said they were, and I have no choice but to believe him. No choice. Damn right I'm going to be on my phone. I'm always on my phone. He's on his phone in the middle of a radio show live. And I'm expected to believe that you're at a game like... casually taking it in. No chance. No chance.
I actually
sympathize with the guy.
I don't have a problem with it either. If you need a little stress release for every
now, that's
once
a
in a while.
It's a different thing you want to watch on your phone.
You know, your phone, a little mindless solitaire can actually be a good mental health break.
How did people want him watching the game? Just
yeah.
Locked in,
elbows
on the knees.
No, he shouldn't be playing solitaire for an hour during the game. But if he need, you know, during the break or for a couple of minutes, you know, that's okay.
It's funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Inherently, it's funny as hell. Like, this is the guy that tells
Nobody's
us
ripping him.
I know it was funny.
That was Friday night. I swear to God, it had to have been Friday morning. He was doing First Take. I saw a clip going around of. He was talking in segments, and the camera kind of switched so that it was behind Stephen A. showing
yeah.
the other two people on the set, and you could see directly onto his laptop
yes.
and his phone. And
what was
notes and stuff, but he has his phone and his laptop both open in front of him to read and react and whatever. And Molly is like, Stephen, just close your laptop. And he's like, well, I'm sorry, what? What? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm not going to close my laptop. We're in the middle of a show. She's like, just do it. I'm trying to help you. Just do it. And he goes, well, I will not do that. I got to read my notes. I got to have my notes. And she's like, they can see everything that's on your phone, Stephen A.
It's so good. It's so good. I am guilty as charged. Somebody, when I was on TV last week in the good seats a couple weeks ago, whatever. The other guy didn't look up from his phone the whole time, and I'm like, I'm at work. That's work. I'm also, I was on Twitter a little bit, sure, but I'm also like trying to find stuff to talk about the next day. So I often, when I'm watching a Padre game at home, I'm on my phone about 95% of it. I don't think anybody sits there intently and just stares at the TV. I really don't. Much less Stephen A. Smith, who, let's be honest, kind of got it made. This is great for him. It's great. I think it's great.
The implication that Stephen A. is some sort of slacker would be false.
Yeah, it's more of like, oh, I got to listen to this guy tell me about these guys being engaged, this and that, and he's on his phone. I thought it was funny. I mean, and he should think it's funny, too. This I didn't think was funny, but I think it was the right call. This is the ending of the longest PIAA baseball championship game. Ben, there is a, in Pennsylvania, the high school ball baseball game ended on a 13th inning balk walk-off. They called it 0-0.
0-0 to the 13th inning.
13th inning, there's a runner at third base, Ben. And, man, I saw the first view. The umpire looks, he points, and he says, it's it. It's a balk. You from third, you get to score. I saw it from afar, and I didn't see anything. Then I saw it from behind. It's very clearly a balk. It's just something that you can't do. He's got the ball.
If you see it from behind, because I'm watching the same angle from behind home plate, okay, and I'm seeing what the umpire is seeing.
Not behind home plate. It's behind. If you see the behind the pitcher, he so clearly has the ball. He goes to make a move, and then he shimmies again, and you can't do it. You got to be still. You just have. It's absolutely the right call. Now, you can argue, do you make it in that? You know, in that situation,
I think it's a ball. I don't know context. I don't know if there was a warning issued earlier.
Hey, also, it's 13 innings long, man. It's 13 innings long.
No way. It's a state championship. So, that is the biggest moment in their kids' life.
So don't balk. Be dialed in.
You're not supposed to not call it. You're affecting the game just as much.
Just as much for the other team.
You know what made me think of, though, was Tom Fordham last week, our Big League Wednesday guest, when he talked about being so nervous, he thought he was going to get called for a balk with Brian Giles on third, blowing him kisses. Like, I'm shaking.
His legs are shaking.
I'm worried. Yeah. Obviously, I'm sure this kid is nervous and a little twitchy, but yeah, he twitched. I think it's a balk.
Yeah, I'm looking at it very clearly a balk. I feel terrible for the kid. It sucks, but this is the right call. It's a brutal call.
Kid's 17. He's going to think about that the rest of his life.
His buddies are like, yeah, nice work, man.
Finally, our doo-doo this story for a Monday.
DD mega doo-doo.
And this is more than just winning your first Grand Slam, or first major of your golf career. The way J.J. Spaun did it, getting off to such a bad and unlucky start. If you're watching the U.S. Open, J.J. Spaun was tied for second going into the final round, a stroke behind. The first five holes, he made five fives, four bogeys, and a par.
Okay.
I mean, and he got so unlucky on one hole, he actually hit the stick on his second shot. It was going to be probably tap-in birdie.
Yeah.
But it caromed off the stick and rolled 50 yards back toward him down the green, and it was unbelievable how he kept it together despite the bad luck early, started making some pars, and then the way he finished that tournament yesterday, with everybody falling apart around him, drives the green on 17, makes a two-putt birdie, needs just a par on the final hole, has 65 feet, and rolls in the longest putt of the week at Oakmont by anyone all week long, a 65-footer for birdie to win the U.S. Open and triumph and, you know, just take his career to an absolutely different stratosphere. What an unbelievable job by San Diego State's J.J. Spaun. But there's more to this story as well, and I wanted to throw in this added tidbit that I got from my buddy Matt Ginella. So when J.J. Spaun was at San Diego State and lived on campus, he was a walk-on. He wasn't even, you know, got onto the golf team, showed some good stuff, obviously was a good player. But one of his roommates, Colin Featherstone, is a guy who I play with at the GOAT. Really, really good player still, has done some mini tours. And they had a third friend, Andy, who lived with them, and Andy passed away recently, and they had the memorial for Andy. He lived right on the GOAT, and everyone loved him there, and they had a memorial over the weekend for him, and everyone there is like looking to Andy, like, help bring JJ,
bring him
some good fortune, and the fact that, I don't know if there's something just in the heavens that helped JJ pull it out. It was Father's Day, by the way. He's father of two little girls. Said he was up at 3 a.m. at CVS because one of his girls
was sick.
Sick and still pulled it out on Father's Day. Just really cool story. And J.J. Spaun wins. And now, by the way, three of the last six winners of majors, San Diego State alums, and the low amateur, Justin Hastings from San Diego State as well at the U.S. Open yesterday.
All I keep thinking about is if I'm about to tee it up for the last round of the U.S. Open, in which I have a chance, I'm the one that's got to get up and go get the vomit medicine. That's good.
Someone has to stay with the kid too.
Yeah, I got.
You want to? You're going to stay with the vomity kid. He may have taken the easier way out.
That's fair.
By going to get the medicine. We've had this debate before. Which is easier?
You want me to
stay at home with the vomity kid, or just go out to CVS and get the medicine?
You know, I got tea time in like 5 hours for the U.S. Open.
You can either have to stay up with the kid and sit there and clean up vomit, or just go to CVS. I think he took the easy way out.
I just hope my wife's listening right now. That's what I want. I want to get the nasty text right now. Hey, you do know tomorrow I have the U.S. Open. I'm in it, right? Like, I'm a couple shots
back. Don't do this.
So you want get up and go get my keys and so I'll go to CVS. What am I getting again? I tee off in like 45 minutes.
Imodium. What are we getting?
I was nervous. I'm pretty nervous about this. As you know, it's a big deal for me and our family. And yes,
no traffic at 1 a.m.
Yes, I know there's sacrifices. Yes, I know I play a lot of golf. I get it. I'm also a professional golfer. I get it. So you want me to get up and go get the vomit medicine?
It's not for fun. It's my job. You realize it's my job.
This is what. Yes. How about DoorDash? Are they open? I'd probably not open that plate. Probably not. All right. So just again to clarify, I'm trying to win the U.S. Open. I'll get up out of bed and I'll go get it. All right. Sounds good. Enjoy the rest of your sleep. I'll see you in a bit. It's identical.
Well, that's Don't and Do This for a Monday.
Identical convo.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We'll come back. Craig Elston's going to join us. We'll talk SDFC's big win and Padres and more coming up next year on The Fan.
Well, if you are a homeowner like myself and you get into some credit card debt, got a solution for you. Loan Pronto's Rapidy.
Those pesky wabbities.
Rapidy. I'll try again. The Loan Pronto's Rapid Equity Loan is fantastic. You can get cash out of your home's equity without touching your low-rate first mortgage. No appraisals, no waiting, no BS. The Rapid Equity Loan program at Loan Pronto is incredible. Instant approvals, low rates, no hard credit pull up front. Your home's equity is yours. Use it. Get cash to consolidate your debt down to one easy low monthly payment. Call Loan Pronto now. Get a free instant appraisal for your home. See how much cash you can get out today. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call now. Get the conversation started at 619-207-4336. LoanPronto.com. 619-207-4336. Get debt relief now at LoanPronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781 on approved credit, NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see the goal that Anders Dreyer scored on Saturday night to equalize in the first half? That was one of the coolest goals I think I've certainly witnessed. Major League Soccer. We'll talk a little soccer and Padres with Craig Elston. He is standing by, and we'll get right to him after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. If you missed it last week, we brought Craig back. He's going to be a regular Monday commentator, our former colleague, and now diverse podcaster in San Diego on sports. Craig Elston back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Good Monday morning, Craig.
Great Monday morning, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here. How was your weekend?
It was good. I mean, Friday sucked, Saturday sucked, except for SDFC, and then Sunday was great.
You want to talk about mixed emotions.
Yes.
I'm not kidding when I tell you that Ilofsky scored his go-ahead goal as Perdomo's double was rattling in the corner.
Yeah, they were like simultaneous.
It's like a speedball. It's like an emotion speedball. You're like, what is happening to me right now? Ugh.
Not even kidding. I was like, I'm so happy. I'm so sad. I'm so what? I don't know. I'm a glass house of emotions.
Yes.
Got to be one of the best wins so far
for
SDFC, though, to go on the road. A team you're tied second place in the West standings in MLS without a couple of your stars on the international break and injury. And to score four times and come from behind twice, got to be maybe their best win so far.
Yeah, you know, honestly, Ben, I was thinking about that, kind of maybe anticipating this question this morning. And I think for me, you have to put the Galaxy win the first game at the top because of all the reasons. You know, on the road, defending champion, lifting their banner, 2-0, you know, Chucky and Dreyer, like the whole thing. But this is number two now on the list. And in terms of actual strategic importance, it's definitely number one because you move ahead of the Loons by 3 points. You're in attacking range of Whitecaps, who are your next opponent, you know, on the road in a couple of weeks. So it's brilliant to get that result. Then the way you did it, which is to win on your goalkeeper's worst night, when he gives up an own goal and he spills a rebound right in the middle for the second goal allowed, that's huge. Just like a baseball team winning when they didn't exactly play their best.
Yeah.
SDFC won on a night when their goalkeeper made two critical errors. Otherwise, it could have been a 4-0 game. And that's why you really appreciate the way SDFC is playing, the attacking style they have, and obviously the talents of Dreyer, because holy cow. To come back from international break, you're wondering, is he going to be any good at all? And he winds up, you know, putting up a brace, and especially, obviously, that half-field goal was incredible.
Again, involved in, what,
three of the four
goals. I mean, he's a superstar in the making here, Craiger. What did you know, like, when you saw him, when you knew we got him, were you like, this is such a huge piece for us?
I've never watched Danish league anything. You know, I mean, cool. Who's this guy? Sounds good. You know,
sounds like a player.
Until you see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not until you see him. And trust me when I tell you this, Woodsy, there's a whole lot of MLS clubs that hadn't seen him or hadn't seen enough of him, because otherwise they would have all had him rated. Right now, Dreyer is playing at an MLS best 11, you know, MVP candidate level. And I don't think there's many people who would question that.
Own goals got to be the worst.
Oh, it's got to be the worst feeling of all.
I mean, is there an equivalent in other sports? Like, I mean, obviously you could probably put the puck in your own net in hockey.
For sure.
But in baseball, you can't really score an own goal. I guess you can walk like four batters in a row or something.
Jose Canseco ball off the head.
Ball off the head.
The old assist for the home run. That's a good one, Paulie. That's actually, it's like that ball was hitting the outfield, buddy. How did it end up over the fence? Well, it hit me right in the dome, and I kicked it over, essentially. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, the Padres, I mean, we talked about it, Craig. We only got like 5 minutes left. I want to make sure to get some Padres talk in with you. Nothing's really changed. I mean, obviously, the holes are still the holes. You still need to fill them. I think the Devers move is crazy for the NL West. Here he comes out here now to join that team who, you know, looks pretty good as well. They got good pitching. Here we sit, though, you know, in desperate need of moves to be made. Nothing's really on the horizon as far as we know about, yet this team continues to find ways to win. Now we'll see how this week goes. I think it's a huge one for us.
I couldn't agree more. And let me just highlight, because I know we're a little short on time, the one thing that frustrated me the most out of last week, and it certainly wasn't Robert Suarez blowing a save. that's going to happen. That's the one thing you can't even complain about. It's like when Trevor blew a save. You're like, okay, next game.
Yeah.
What bothered me was seeing two winnable games against L.A. die late when left-handed elite relief pitching, which the Dodgers have in excess, was allowed to just run willy-nilly against the heart of our order.
Yeah.
And I'm specifically thinking about Gavin Sheets, who is having an outstanding season. And nothing I'm saying should be construed in any way as criticism of Gavin Sheets. But he, career, historically, has not hit left-handed pitching. He's done okay against a couple left-handed starters sometimes. Against elite left-handed relief pitching, letting Gavin Sheets bat late in the game is essentially conceding an out. And it got to the point on the Wednesday Dodgers game, guys, where he was trying to bunt for a base hit against Tanner Scott. That was a cry for help. it was, organizationally. It's like, he shouldn't be up there. And if Camposano isn't that guy, and it's clear he's not, then they should 100% DFA or option out Luis Camposano and get a right-handed bat here. But honestly, these games, and it could be tonight, it could be tomorrow, it could be any one of these four games, it's going to come down to a huge moment late in the game, runners on base, a left-handed hitter up for the Padres. They're going to go to Vesia. They're going to go to Banda. They're going to go to Scott. They're going to go to those three guys. And every time that we just go ahead and put our lesser lefties up against them, it's kind of a sacrificial lamb situation. That's where LA is winning. They're feasting on the margins.
Yeah.
Trenton Brooks, he comes up, but he's a left-hander too,
yep.
So they really don't have that right-handed answer, Craig. And I tweeted last week, they're so vulnerable. Jake, Sheets, Xander doesn't hit either side that well right now. It's just a lane for other teams to really exploit the Padres.
It is, and the solution is to get a right-handed hitting left fielder that can be a contributor to this club on an everyday basis. I'm sure the Padres have been looking for it, hours and days longer than we've all been screaming for it. But nonetheless, they haven't found it. And now the Giants have improved. The Dodgers are improving. I think an exciting electric Japanese right-hander is making his season debut tonight.
Indeed,
on the bump.
His Dodgers debut on the bump, yep.
Yeah, so like these teams are getting better. They're getting healthier. The Padres are hoping to get healthier. I love this Padres team. I believe in them. I think the thing that we don't want to talk about is that ultimately this season might just come down to how healthy Michael King is and how many innings we get out of him. But in the interim, this club is hanging on, and that's my last message to our Padres fans here this morning. This is a hang-on month. We are in the middle of it, and everyone is excited, and I'm going to be so fired up for these games just like every one of you. But at the end of this month, the Padres just need to be within a couple games of .500 for the month. That is fine. Winning one out of three is not great, but it is so much better than losing three out of three.
No doubt.
Craig, sorry.
That's it.
Yeah, sorry we got to you a little bit late, but we will definitely chat more again next Monday. Appreciate your time, as always.
Thanks, brother.
Take care, boys. Have a great day.
Right,
Craig Elston, Padres Hot Tub Podcast, Cromaniacs on Soccer. You can check out all of his social media channels as well. He's going to be a weekly Monday contributor for us going forward. And, look at the standings just quickly here before we get to the top of the hour. If you want to make the playoffs in the National League, you figure the Phillies and the Mets, whoever doesn't win that division, good chance to get a wild card. And the Giants just put themselves in a really good spot with Devers, which means if you're the Padres, you have to hold off the Brewers, Cardinals, Reds, and Diamondbacks.
Okay.
Those are the teams that are trying to chase you down. Can you hold them off? If you can, then no one can stop you from making the playoffs. They can, but that's a lot of teams that are trying to chase you down
now. No doubt. So those teams are going to be looking to improve as well.
Of course. So the Padres are going to have to answer that and improve as they go forward. All right, we'll come back. All right, Lynn Sider, Dennis Lynn. We've got a game of Take on Woods as well ahead here on 97.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.